Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitoch HaMessage series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, as and a refuah shleima Yoav ben Sora, Leilui Nishmas, Malkavas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leilu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Leilu Nishmas Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. I would just like to announce that we're going to be off for 2 weeks now, next week, and Chol HaMoed reconvene the Wednesday after that. But also from now on, there'll be a call-in number to call in. The information will go out, but a call-in number to call in to the Zoom rather than both the telephone, and that will announce that. The call-in number is 646-876-9923. That's 646-876-9923. And then you need the ID, which is 398-321-6313. 398-321-6313. And the passcode is 121325. Passcode 121325. I'll repeat this at the end as well. Just a very brief thought about an opportunity for chizuk that we have in the Haggadah. And there is a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Sefer HaChinuch, in describing that mitzvah, says a mitzvah to tell the Nisim v'Nifloys, all the miracles that happened, all the Ashkocha Protis, the Klolis, the general miracles, the individual miracles, and to say Halel, Shevach Vohido, to say Halel, Halel Shabeach Es Hashem. And that's all because the Pasuk says, V'higadet Ola Bincha, the mitzvah to tell your son. And he says the union is to remember all of the Nisim v'Nifloys and to be Kiveya it Belev, to enter it into the heart. And it seems a little bit strange. Where does the Halel come from? And what exactly is this mitzvah? He refers to what he says by Korban Pesach, and he says the Inyan is to remember. If the Inyan is to remember, then what are we talking about? The heart. Memory is in the mind. And secondly, where do we get the Shevach, the Halel v'Shevach, the Halel u'Shabeach, from V'higadet Ola Bincha? The mitzvah is just to say. And it seems that there's something here that's very significant, and that is that the goal is to remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When a Jew remembers all of the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he is fortified, as the Chinuch continues to say, against any koifer who would come and tell him, the world is here by accident, the world is a kadmoin, whatever philosophy it may be, because he has the clear memory of all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we saw Hashem in his full creative powers, in his full creative control. And therefore, there was no basis to think anything else. But it seems that for that memory to remain, for that memory to take effect, not to forget on some level, it has to be an emotional experience as well. We have to say Halel. We have to be Mahalel, Halel, Shabbat, to praise Hashem. We have to feel it. We have to internalize it in our emotions, because even knowledge, which we know there was eyewitness testimony to all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, but if it doesn't penetrate the heart, then it doesn't stick. It's not real. It's not a complete kinyan. It's something that somebody comes along with some confusing ideas and hashkofas and attitudes and questions, and who knows, a person can be dissuaded. But the heart has to be firm. And the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of telling the story, which is in order that we should forever remember the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim, to know that Hashem is the creator and the one who is in control of everything in this world, in its teva and in its individual applications as well. To know that, to maintain that knowledge, it must penetrate the heart. the Hallel v'Shevach, reciting the Hallel, emotionally expressing our appreciation, deepens that sense of recognition. And when we constantly attempt to bring it into the emotions, when we try to feel it, and it becomes part of our nefesh and our heart and our the essence of our being, right? Not just an intellectual memory, then it remains strong, then it remains firm. And the truth is that we do this every single day, not just at the Seder. In Ezra Savisenu, after we mazgir Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, we say, Mitzrayim Ya'altonu, you redeemed us from Mitzrayim, Umibeis Avodim Pidisonu, and you took us out of the bondage of servitude, so you killed the Bechorus of Bechorucho Yisrael Go'olto, and our Bechorim Yosef, Yamsuf Pakato, you split the sea, the Zedim Tibato, and those evil people you buried, you drowned in the sea, Vizidim Havarta, and your friends, your loved ones, you carried through the sea on dry land. And then we say, Alzois Shipchu Ahuvim, Beroimim Ukel, Benosnu Yedidim. And we go on, these are emotionalization of the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Makas Bechorus, of Kriyas Yamsuf, and of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, that they did it to Yamsuf when they said Hashem Yimloich Leilam Boed. But it is critical that it penetrates the heart. And the truth is that when the emuna penetrates the heart, and when the zikoron of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be found in the heart, and when it's so deeply entrenched in our emotions that nothing can shake it—no winds, no questions, no contest, no challenges—at that point, we are ready to apply it to our bitochen, because bitochen is seated in the heart as well. Bitochen emanates from the heart, because in my heart I feel the sense of Hashem's Ashkocha Protis, of His love of Klal Yisrael, of the miracles that He did, and I express that appreciation, and I feel it in a deep, emotional, heartfelt way. Ahuvim, beloved ones, friends, Mirei Shiros Yishbochis. That is she. Is the area, that is the place from which bitochen emanates. When a person has internalized the emuna into his heart to such an extent, then he can take it one step further emotionally, because the emuna has entered into the emotions, and he can take it one step further emotionally, and he can then begin to feel this sense of trust, this sense of reliance, this sense of counting on Hashem, this sense of not giving up hope, this sense of eventually developing that confidence that Hashem will not let him down, because the recognition of Hashem's involvement, the Hashgacha Protis, and control of everything, has penetrated beyond the intellect into the depth of the emotions of my heart through the Hallel and through the repetition and through the the same thing when I tell it to my son, it's a different story. I tell it with passion. I tell it with feeling. I want it to go on to the next generation. And all of these, place that emuna, place those nisim into the hakorah, into the recognition of the depths of our heart, the depths of our neshama, and from there can emanate a true sense of bitochen in Hashem. I just want to mention again that we're going to be off for 2 weeks, and the Wednesday night after Yontif will resume. However, will be available on Zoom and also on a different phone number, which will connect with Zoom. So I'd like to, for those who didn't hear it at the beginning, to take it now, and it will be publicized with the information that goes out. The number that you would have to call to reach the Zoom is, but you can reach it on telephone, is 646-876-9923. Then you have to put in the ID as 398-321-6313. 398-321-6313. And the passcode is 1213251. 1213251. This information will be sent out as well on the email that goes out, and anyone who has any trouble with that can call the Priority One office at 516-295-5700, 516-295-5700, and leave a message or speak to someone, and you'll get further information. All the best to everyone. May the coming Chag HaPesach give us that true sense of inspiration, of chizuk and emuna, of internalizing the emuna into our heart, and may from that emanate great and deep senses of bitochen, which can bring Yeshua, Slonu, Ulechol Yisrael, Achad Kosher, Sameach, and Kol Tzuf.